hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guy for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of stuff to plan for. Big trips coming up here. May 16th, we board the Maldives. Carpe Vita live aboard with Explorer Ventures. I cannot wait. It's my 50th birthday. I got Pup, the scuba cowboy, with me. I have a couple mermaids, Lizzie and Tiffany. They are ecstatic. We're going to bring our little craziness to that side of the world once again. I've been to that, I've been on that itinerary once before, and it was unbelievable, and I cannot wait to go back. The guy that made it happen the first time and had some input making it happen again for me is my buddy Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing great, and you know, I got to say I'm happy to talk to you today because I'm sitting here staring out my window at a pile of snow that I got to plow later.
Yes.
And so talking diving is right up my alley today.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. A lot of the dive industry businesses, you know, Explorer Ventures is one of them. You guys are in Wyoming, and it's not exactly what most people think of a dive business being would be located, but especially in the dead of winter. But this is probably a good thing because it kind of keeps you guys focused and distracts you from getting cabin fever or something, I guess, right, Clay?
Yeah, well, you know, it always gives us an opportunity to get out of cold weather if we want to.
Right.
You know, in the winter, and you know, really lets us know where people are coming from when they call and they say, "Look, get me the hell out of here. I need to go diving."
Right. But
you know,
then
we can relate to that.
You know, after a while, though, does it get a little bit old? And then when you say, "Yeah, you know, you guys leave next week, you're going to the Maldives," and then you hang up the phone. God, I hate them. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know, I say that about you, but.
Yeah. Well, of course.
You know,
yeah. But that's how you know you've made it.
I can't
you know
believe what I'm saying? You're going on Carpe Vita again.
I tell you, I cannot wait. I'm so excited about it. That literally was probably one of the best adventures I've ever done, if not the best.
You know, I think, you know, I understand that, you know, you know, try to present to people that you've got a good gig, which you do.
Yeah.
But seriously, there has to be some balance in life. And being that spoiled is I think, really going overboard.
Well, you know, I'm always looking to kick it up a notch. You know, I got to be careful not to get jaded in this position. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always raising the bar and doing something a little more crazy and, you know, keep things fresh and exciting.
50th birthday, going on Carpe Vita Explorer with two mermaids.
And a cowboy.
A cowboy.
That's right. Yeah. He wasn't not a naked cowboy. Let's make sure we get that right. The scuba cowboy. And we saw the naked cowboy up in New York a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, a lot of people start to make that connection when they hear us talking, especially up there. Like, really? You got that guy? Wow. What's wrong with this boy? Anyway, it's going to be a blast. You know, the weather there is just beautiful. That's what I loved about it. I mean, honestly, as far as the liveaboard trips I've done over the years, this probably was the best for me personally. Now, I would put the Galapagos right up with there because it was phenomenal. But for me, being a warm water wuss, I was a little cold in the Galapagos, and seeing killer whales and all this stuff was so great, and I loved it, and it was an amazing adventure. You have to do that trip. But to see almost to the level of the Galapagos as far as marine life is what I experienced when I did the Carpe Vita live aboard in the Maldives last time. And the water was warm, so I could just leave the wetsuit at home and just have the best of both worlds. So it really made a big difference to me. Plus, I had a whale shark encounter and on that Maldives trip that was unbelievable. A whole day of snorkeling with whale sharks. So I don't know what we got in store for us this time around, but I have a feeling Agnes and the crew there on the Carpe Vita liveaboard will definitely pull out all the stops for us. I have no doubt about that. You think?
They always do, and they're looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, are they really?
No.
I didn't think so. The thing was, last time we went, Clay, it was during Ramadan.
Right.
And, you know, the crew is Muslim and, you know, have to do all these things, or they can't eat or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this isn't going to go well. They're going to be cranky, and then you're throwing us on board. But it was a smaller version of her. It was just me and Tony at the time. For that trip. This time we're bringing the whole crew. So maybe I kind of went in under the radar, and that's why they said, they want to come back. We'll let them back on. So I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes after this.
Which name did you book under?
Which alias?
Yeah.
Clay McArdle.
No, that wouldn't have gotten you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. That is, just a beautiful area. And, to bring the rest of the crew out there for this one, too, who have not been to that part of the world, I know they're going to be ecstatic. And just seeing their reaction to this and knowing what they're in store for is going to be a rush for me as well. And we plan to, I know Puff's planning to write a song. I know he'll be inspired to write at least a couple probably during the week there in the Maldives. But we'll probably shoot a video while we're out there as well. I got these new GoPro videos that I plan to take underwater in the Maldives and capture some of that marine life to bring back home and feature at scubaradio.com. So it'll be a blast. But we got that. There's other trips that you offer there at exploreventures.com, where you've got our Save a St. Kitts itinerary. And by the way, there's spots still available for the Maldives trip. They can just call the office, right? 1-800-322-3577. You guys will hook them up, right, Clay?
Yep, we definitely got a few spaces left still on that trip. So if you want to join Greg and the Mermaids and Pup, I highly recommend it. It's a fun group of people to be around.
Yeah, why aren't you joining us for this one? I thought for sure Clay would want to come out for our birthday celebration. Because, you know, it's Pup's. It's the Scuba Cowboys' birthday as well that week.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I missed out. I wasn't invited, you know?
Yeah, no, of course you were invited.
And I talked to Agnes this morning,
yeah.
I asked her, and I even cried a little bit, but, no go.
No, she just said, there's no way, you're not coming on this boat ever again.
Yep, basically.
I think he's fipping, as usual. But yeah, I don't know, you're just a busy guy. You got a business to run, I understand.
And well, we've got, we're in the middle of show season here for all the consumer dive shows, both internationally and in the U.S. So we're pretty busy doing that and having fun. We've got actually a show in Singapore next weekend. We're going to be in Tacoma as well next weekend.
Nice.
Tacoma, Washington. And it's been, it's a busy time of year, but it's a lot of fun getting out and doing the shows, as you know. And,
yes.
Meeting all the people and hearing all the great things about our trips, and it's a blast.
Absolutely. Yeah, Tacoma Dive Show, great event. I can't make it this year. I have some other things going on that weekend. However, Explore Ventures will be there. Make sure you stop by and say hi to them. Are you going to run some of those special things that you did, like a Beneath the Sea there in Tacoma next weekend with the discounts and things? Or
yep, we certainly are. We always have a show special or two available. So stop by our booth if you're going to be around there. It's similar specials to what we ran at BTS. You got to be at the show and come see us. We've also got various specials on various of the itineraries, all six or seven of them that we run over the course of the year on our four boats. So, check our website for details on those as well.
Absolutely. And they did some great deals there Beneath the Sea that if you're in the Tacoma, Seattle, Washington area and get to the dive show, trust me, you're going to want to stop by their booth and book a trip right away. Now, we will join forces for the Scuba Show in Long Beach June 8th and 9th. We are coming out there. The Scuba Cowboy will have our mermaids on display, the whole thing, doing the whole presentation, so to speak, there on the left coast this year. And Explore Ventures is going to join us and give away a liveaboard trip that weekend as well. So we got a lot of stuff. We're going to pull out all the big stops this year for the Scuba Show. Are you excited about that? Or are you going to send out one of your crew to handle that one and us, I should say?
Well, I don't know whether I have anybody qualified or certified really to handle you folks.
That's true. That's a whole level of certification that even Patty doesn't recognize yet. You hear what I'm saying?
Really? I think SDITDI might have something, but I'm not sure.
It definitely fall under the technical diving realm or something of do not try this at home kind of thing.
But I'm hoping to get out there for Long Beach this year.
That's I'm looking forward to it. It's a big show. And once again, we are planning to give away a liveaboard trip from Explore Ventures there at that event, as well as a bunch of other cool stuff. So make sure you join us. Clay, thank you so much. I look forward to, calling back home and rubbing it in that we're in the Maldives and you're not, I guess, in May.
Thanks. In payment, come bring a snow shovel. I got work to do.
I'll put it in the mail.
Okay.
All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, and on the phone is Jerry, the Diving Guy. Yes, he lives in the mountains in North Carolina. Where is it, Jerry? Help me out here.
Up in Virginia.
Virginia. Okay, Virginia, North Carolina is mountains. I should have just left it at mountains, right? Mountain Mountain Divers. That's the name of your dive operation in them neck of the woods. Am I
That's
right?
It. That's it.
That's it. So now I know it's been a little cool up there at this time of year, or you're coming out of your slow season because you guys are a bit snowed in, I guess, during the winter months, and you can't do a ton of diving, I'm guessing. Is that right, Jerry?
No. We're just now coming out of hibernation.
Okay. You go into hibernation like bears up there in the woods.
That's
I guess.
That's it.
Yeah. And, I mean, are you, like, supplementing your income with moonshine? I've been watching you on Moonshiners, haven't I?
Yeah, that's it. Secretly, yeah.
God bless you. Yeah. So, I know you have done a little diving. So you were telling me before we got on the air today that you've been doing some, pool work training to get ready for the season with some of your divers in the area or what?
Yeah, we've been doing academic portions, been doing the pool work. We're ready to head down to the springs, get in some nice 70-degree water.
Yes. So the springs, like where? What, Jenny Springs in Central Florida, or where do you mean?
Yep. Jenny Springs. Springs.
Yeah.
We'll go down to Blue Grotto, down Devil's Den.
Got it.
Go down and hopefully catch a few manatees before they leave out.
Okay, I don't think you can do that legally, but we'll just leave that one alone. I mean, you can't. You're not supposed.
I caught one down in Florida.
you caught one, and well, see, you know, he makes moonshine in the off season. So how am I going to debate this with Jerry the diver guy, right? But let's talk about what you guys have up there in the area, because you do have some rivers. I mean, can't you do you do any diving there in the local Virginia rivers or no?
Yeah, we. In the summer, we dive in one river. It's the New River, one of the only rivers that runs backwards in the U.S.
It's yeah, well, wait north. A minute. The New River, is that the one that's real famous for the whitewater rafting?
That's it.
Aha. Uh-huh. So I'm guessing because of that, the visibility isn't all that great.
It's pretty clear.
Is it? Well,
yeah,
see, it's been a while.
You go up into West Virginia part of New River, that is where they do all the rafting.
Okay.
Now, here in the Virginia part, which is well known to all the bass fishermen.
Right.
For its world-class smallmouth fishing.
Yeah.
So we dive that section, which is not as swift as the West Virginia section.
Okay. So you can get up there and do some basic diving. And, I mean, how cold are we talking, even during the summer months? Does it get
In the summer months, it's up in the 70s and upper 70s, 80 degrees.
Well, there you go. So that's not so bad at all. So you
Reminds you of Florida.
So you come down to the springs. Why, then? At this time of year, isn't it's not warmed up anywhere close to that right now? Is that what the problem is, or what?
No, it's not warmed up enough. We just had snow Saturday.
Ah.
Or no, Thursday night, Friday morning.
Yeah, are you doing any of this ice diving stuff, or maybe
no.
you could
like you, I'm a cold water wimp.
You are a warm water wuss.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Either way, I hate cold water.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But, you know, if you got snow, I mean, this would be kind of cool. You put on all your dive gear. And you get on one of these, hills overlooking the river there in Virginia and just jump in that thing and have a unique entry into the water. What do you think? Or is
it
ice?
Splash, wouldn't it?
It would create quite a splash. It wouldn't probably be textbook giant stride entry type stuff, but it could be a hell of a lot of fun and make for a great YouTube video.
That'd be a nice new Patty certification.
It could be. Snow sled diver. I don't know. You can start it there, Jerry. I feel
maybe
it.
We can get the Drunken Sand as a first participant.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't know what's wrong with that boy. But, yeah, they need to start filming him more, I think. And maybe this could be, you know, something for his latest reality TV show. I don't know. So who are you training up there in, getting them ready for the season? Are you doing open water divers or?
Yeah.
Just open water. And so these are just folks in the general area that just found you guys and said, hey, I want to learn how to dive, and then you hook them up or what? How did you find these local folk?
They hunt me out.
They hunt you out. They find you.
I must be famous.
Is it for the diving skills you have or for that world-class moonshine you're known for?
It's both.
It's a little bit of, it's a combination of the two.
Yeah.
Ah, fair enough. And, yeah, I know we were planning to sink up there at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, but you didn't make it up there or to the Chicago show. You usually go to those shows, don't you?
Yeah, we're always there, but money talk this time.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you planning some big trips this year as far as other than just running down to the springs for some checkout dives and things or what?
I need a good free liveaboard cruise with the mermaids. What do you think?
Well, all you got to do is come to the scuba show in Long Beach in June. We're going to be giving one away there. Or you could just, plan on joining us in the Maldives May 16th. How about that? It's my birthday. You can come on board.
Well, it's your birthday. You should be buying then, right?
Well, you know, my gift to you is the offer to join us on the boat. How about that?
If we can make it, we'll be there.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. But, I mean, do you have plans to take some of your divers, though, to some other places other than, you know, like the springs down in Florida?
Well, we're going to, you know, we do our trips down North Carolina. Got a few wanting to go to the Bahamas this year, so.
Got it.
It just all depends.
Okay, so, well, you can take them over to Bimini, to the Bimini Sands, and we can meet over there. And
that sounds good.
Yeah.
You flying?
Yeah, I am flying. I could fly. Well, you don't want to figure that part into the mix. Trust me, not yet. Not till I'm a certified pilot. But that could happen real soon. I've been having some issues with the weather lately. So, at this point, I'm not sure. I'm hoping that within the next month or so, I have my private pilot certificate. So I'll be flying. But I can meet you over there. It's easy to get over to Bimini. You can take a boat from Fort Lauderdale over, or you could take a cheap flight from anywhere on the East Coast to get over there. So you can join us here at the Bimini Sands. Yeah, that could be a great plan for your crew. What about when you say North Carolina? Are you talking about those wreck sites that I hear about with the sand tigers and that kind of thing? Is that like a yearly trek for your crew there in Virginia?
Yearly trek for me, for sure.
Yeah,
my crew.
How far away is that from Virginia? From where you're located?
About 6.5 hours.
Okay, so that's kind of like a yearly trek, and then also down to the Florida Springs. So the Florida Springs, are those for your checkout dives, or is this like, hey, we're going to go over, go down there for the weekend and do some diving in the springs, or what?
We do those checkout dives down there in the winter time. We usually entice the people with those nice manatee trips that they've got.
Okay, all right. So manatee trips, are you talking about like Crystal River?
Crystal River. We'll do checkout dives, rent a little boat, go out and see the manatees.
But in the summer months, you can just hang right out there in Virginia and do some stuff in the river.
Yep. Do it in the river and the lakes.
River and the lakes. All right. Well, there you go. Jerry the Diver Guy. Mountain Divers. That's what it is, right? Just Google it.
Google us.
Google him. And
Facebook.
He'll squeal with the... I could have said something really bad there, so I'll just stop while I'm at it.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
All right, so as I've said, we got some major trips coming up. This Maldives Live Aboard that I'm doing with Explore Ventures in May, I'm really psyched for, not only because I know a little bit what to expect since it'll be my second time to that part of the world, but also because I got some new gear that I'm going to take over there. Not only do I got my bifocal mask from Prescription Dive Masks, I got these new GoPro cameras. And it'll be pretty much my first time taking these things out on a big dive trip. I don't have a lot of experience with them. However, what everyone's telling me is that light makes all the difference in the world when you're shooting, especially with these small little GoPro cameras. And to help me out with this, help me decipher or maneuver through the field of lighting when it comes to this type of stuff, is my good buddy Chad Barbey, who works with Light and Motion. He's on Scuba Radio right now. Chad, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. Doing great.
All right.
I wish I was going on the trip with you.
Well, there's still spots available, man. It's not too late.
As long as they're free, I'm there.
No, I didn't say that. You're making buco bucks selling these lights
exactly.
Across the country. Yeah, exactly. But Light and Motion, I mean, they have a ton of products, but we want to focus on these lights because you're getting this question a lot. Like, what's the best light for these GoPro cameras, right?
Exactly. The best thing to do for the GoPro cameras is Light and Motion makes a action camera tray, which allows you to mount the GoPro camera to the tray with two tubes where you will actually mount the lights. And what we're finding in the field with the clarity that the GoPro camera shoots, the best lights are either the Solo Dive 1200 lights or video lights. They're both the same. One's called Dive, one's called Video, but they act the same LED lumen output at 1200 lumens. So whether you use one or two, depends on how dark the water that you're going into or the depth of the water that you're going into. But what we're finding is for the people who can do two lights, so you would have 24 lumens of light, the video that's coming off these GoPro cameras at depth is absolutely phenomenal in up close ranges.
Yeah, well, with two 1200 lights, I think you're pretty much putting out the same light as the sun.
Close?
You okay.
You'll need sunglasses.
Your dive buddy will need shades.
Exactly.
Let's continue this on the other side. Stay close.
the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, hey, who wants to have some fun?
Come on, get down, come on, get on down. Come on, get down, come on, get down. Come on, get down, come on, get on down. Come on, get down, come on, get down. Come on, get down, come on, get on down. Get down, come on, get on down. Get down, come on, get down, come on, get down. Get down, come on, get down, come on, get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Chad Barbie on the line with me. He's a good friend of mine, also works with Light and Motion. Now, they make some great lights for your video or underwater photography stuff. And I got these new GoPro cameras, and Chad's helping me out a little bit here. I have a 1200 now, Chad, which is the
okay,
what?
So you have a Dive 1200. It's got a blue front on it.
I don't know. I have to pull it out. Okay, what's the difference?
Well, basically, what we do is put a different color housing on the front of it. Mm-hmm. So the Solo Dive 1200 and the Solo Video 1200 are basically the exact same lights. And the beautiful thing about it is, as a diver, you can use the light during the day or at night as a dive light. And then if you decide you want to put it on your GoPro camera or any other camera system and use it for still or video photography, then it becomes a video light. So it's not just a dive light or not just a video light. It's a multi-purpose light. The other cool thing about the light that you have, it has six LED light functions in one light. So you have six light patterns to choose from at different lumens to choose from. So
right.
It's a very versatile light, and that's pretty cool depending on the type of water you're in, the darkness of the water, or the turbidity of the water.
Yes. Now, I have actually used mine for night diving as well.
Right.
But it was mainly used for my video light. But
right.
But you're saying the blue version?
The Solo Dive 1200
uh-huh.
and the Solo Video 1200 are basically identical lights with the exception of the housing, the bezel that we call it. The front bezel is just a different color is all it is.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, I have one of those, I know.
Right. And then we also have the same similar light that you have in a 2000 lumen light.
Wow.
That does six light patterns.
Six light patterns and tanning. Does it do tanning?
Yeah, well, if you had twin 2,000 lumen lights on, then you would need double sunglasses. You'd need a welding case on,
right?
Welding glass case on,
yeah.
To dive with.
And you know, we kid, but you know, lights makes all the difference in the world. And having that extra juice, especially during the day, can make a huge, huge difference.
Well, especially in a lot of the reef structure, because you get down at depth and you look under a ledge of a coral reef and you shine a little light back in there and you kind of see something. But when you use these solar lights at 1,200 lumens, I mean, they bright up under that ledge, so you see stuff that typically in the past with other lights you've never seen before. You didn't even realize how many grouper or how many lobster were actually up under that ledge till you hit them with that solar light.
Right.
And that's the exciting thing about the daytime diving with these lights.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the other thing, someone told me that if you use two, you're going to have less shadow issues.
Yes, you have less shadow issues. It gives you a more warm light. It gives you an even light. And that's the good thing when you're talking about video and photography is you need even light.
Hot spots are a problem.
Hot spots are not good.
Yeah.
Hot spots are no good.
Yeah, basically, if you don't know, a hot spot when you're doing this underwater videography especially, and I've had this problem a lot, especially on a night dive. And you'll come back and you'll get some great colors, but then you'll get it back up on the computer and you'll see that the whole frame has not been lit up. You have
correct.
Just basically a big round circle in the middle of your frame or thereabouts, which would be the hot spot where it's gotten blown out if it's had too much light for that particular application. So you want to avoid that. You want to make it look colorful yet natural, I guess, right? And that's the whole idea.
Now, another cool thing since you're going on this trip is
yeah.
the new Night Sea Light that we launched at the trade show last year at the DEMA trade show. And what we have is a light that puts out blue rays, or the color blue, and the blue wavelength that the light puts out, it actually, when you shine it on the reef structure, it excites the organic material that the animals and coral reef structure is made out of. So that blue light excites the organic structure within the light, and you pull a yellow filter over your mask that comes with the light, and it basically makes the reef fluoresce or light up. Kind of like
a black light room or something.
Kind of like a black
right?
light in a room would do, yeah.
You can
see pictures of that if you go to the Light and Motion website under Dive and then Nightsea, Nighttsea. They got pictures of what the animals look like. So it gives divers another reason to go back into the water at night to see what the animals look like under a fluorescent mode, if you will, or fluoresce mode, if you will. It just gives a whole new, and you can put those on your GoPro camera and video that, so you can actually come back and bring that to show people on your website what it looks
like
at fluoresce. So you can put twin blue lights up or one single blue light. And we have a yellow filter for the GoPro camera, so not only what you're seeing, the camera's seeing the same thing too.
Wow, okay, well that would be cool. I mean, I know this is one of the newest, things for night diving for sure. I someone approached me about this, I would say on a liveaboard trip about 4 years ago. Maybe five even.
Uh-huh.
And they had one of the first prototypes of this new fluorescent night diving thing. And I'm like, but they had all this extra crap with them. And I was like, man, that's way too much work.
Yep.
So it's been streamlined. These lights.
It's the same size as your solo light.
Which is dinky. It's
size.
Small. It's just a little bit bigger than a GoPro camera.
It's 10 ounces. 10 ounces in total weight.
Nice. Smaller is better.
Yep. Very right. light. You can, like I said, you attach it to your GoPro camera tray. Or it has a hand mount. You can mount it to your hand, depending on whether you're just diving for night to look for yourself, or you're actually shooting video with it. It's just, you know, it's your decision.
Now, is that a specific light just for this, or will it
just
double?
Just light. It's called the Solo Night Sea Light.
Okay.
So basically, because the human eye cannot see the blue light at night, we have a fluorescent filter that goes over it that snaps onto the light when you turn it on, so you have white light getting down to the reef. And then once you get down to the reef, you'll pop that little filter off the light. It'll stay onto the light. You pop it off, and then you have a yellow filter that's attached to your mask strap, and you'll pull that down like a pair of sunglasses over your mask, and then everything, the whole world lights up.
Nice. So what is the official term for this new type of night diving they're doing like this? What do we call this?
It's called fluorodiving. F-L-U-O-R-O, fluorodiving.
Did you just make that up?
No, I'm reading it off our website.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm that smart.
All right. Good enough. Because I was going to say, it's like...
Marketing said it's called fluorodiving.
Yes. You know, it basically, picture listening to Pink Floyd with your eyes closed, and maybe you've smoked something that...
Yeah, or what was the movie that came? Avatar. It's like watching Avatar.
Ah, there you
Avatar
go.
Avatar at night. That's what you're doing. You're seeing all the reef structure in Avatar.
Interesting. Okay.
That's what it would be like.
All right.
So, it's very cool.
Night diving on acid or something. I don't know. It sounds like fun. Definitely something to add to your night diving repertoire to keep
exactly.
things fresh
exactly.
and exciting.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
and again, they can see that at lightandmotion.com under the dive section. You'll see it on just a little research under Night Sea. You'll see all the pictures of some really wild pictures, how the octopus look and everything. It's really cool.
Yeah.
What this stuff does.
Now, this idea that I have with these GoPro cameras, are you being approached by a lot of folks looking for the same type of thing? I mean, this seems to be the hottest wave out there as far as underwater videography, and people are going, you know, smaller, lighter, and, you know, the
right.
little lights, the little cameras, you know, we have all the weight restrictions and travel. You can get some really good stuff out of these things. But is that the main issue? People are looking for the right camera combination?
Well, what happens, a lot of times the new diver walks into the dive store, sees the GoPro camera display, they see the really cool-looking video that GoPro is using in their advertising, and their
right.
video advertising. But what they don't put two and two together is that they're shooting that in a very shallow reef with the sun directly overhead.
Right.
You take the GoPro cameras down to 60 feet or 100 feet, you're not going to get that same effect. So the dive stores and instructors out there are telling people you got to have light. They're reminding them back at their basic scuba class of Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, all the color spectrum, and how it goes down as light as you lose light.
Right.
So when they show them the solo lights and for basically what you can put together in a small video package and shoot high quality, high definition, really cool looking video with a couple of solo lights on, it makes the trip more memorable because they can come back and relive it as they saw it.
Absolutely.
So, so it's going very well with the GoPro cameras, and more people are getting excited about it. And we sell the dive lights, but more and more people are ordering video lights to go with the camera, even though it's the same thing. But we just want people to understand that the light is versatile. It can be used as a dive light, then attached to the camera as a still camera light, or attached to a video camera as a video camera light. So it's multi-use, multi-function, all-in-one product.
Yep. Small, light, and very powerful. You got to love it.
And they're rechargeable, and they're American-made. They're made right there in Monterey, California.
Well, exactly. And the 2000 aluminum one, you know, you can, like I said, that can actually tan you. Possibly.
Yeah,
I don't
know. 2,000 lumen lights and a welding shield, and you're ready to roll.
Lightandmotion.com. Thanks, Chad.
All right, Greg.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Let's put some distance between us and this island and head out to open sea.
Quit my job, sold my stuff, told everyone to know that I had enough. Said goodbye to my friends down at the restaurant.
Howdy, friend. Where are you headed?
Bought an extra ticket and I'm leaving tonight. It was just a dream, but now the time is right. Maybe you're the only one I want.
Boldly going where no man has gone before.
Just you and me.
Hey, that's catchy.
Swinging in a hammock underneath the palm trees. Coconut drinks got us down on our knees. In the island breeze. They say I can't, but I think I can. Live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan. Cause I'm an island man. See, I can't but think I can. Live my life with a permanent tan. Taking life easy is my only plan. Cause I'm an island man.
He's an island man. He's the scuba cowboy. He joins me on a lot of our little scuba radio adventures. Next one, I believe, where you can catch us on site, will be at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, June 8th and 9th. Be there And you can get an autographed CD and all kinds of other good stuff. Maybe a few prizes or two. Hey, this weekend, actually, you know, not only are we doing the show today, but I'm going to be hopping back and forth between our home base of operations in Orlando, Florida, and Lakeland, Florida, for the Sun and Fun show. It's an air show. It's a thing we're doing for our radio show, Just Plain Radio. You can check that out at justplainradio.com. However, my good buddy Neil Watson is on the line, and we're going to talk to him a little bit because he's been nice enough to help me secure some prizes for some of the aviators there at the Sun and Fun show. Neil, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Gregory. Doing just fine. You know, the aviation market is huge for the diving industry, you know, especially for the Bahamas because, you know, we're so close. The Bahamas starts 60 miles from South Florida, so it's just the perfect destination for, you know, private pilot. So we're always happy to help out for Gregory and Just Plain Radio.
Yes, well, I appreciate it, Neil. And you're right. You know, the more pilots I talk to, they do share, a lot of them share that passion for adventure and scuba diving and snorkeling and the fact that we're going to give away some night stay there at the Bimini Sands Resort and Marina. I know is going to go over huge at the Sun and Fun show. They're going to love that. Whether they're aviators, divers, snorkelers, or just want to go away and get away from it all over there in Bimini. Cause it's one of my favorite spots. I can't believe it's been as long as it has since our visit over there. We got to get back over there and do some, more diving. Cause you've had a lot of things going on there lately, right?
Oh man. Yeah. Well, I mean, this hammerhead shark thing is just taken off and it is such an amazing dive. Actually, we just got a little video clip up on YouTube. If you go on YouTube and go to Neil Watson, there's a clip in there on the hammerheads, and it's just unbelievable. It's like 10 minutes from the dock. It's right out in front of the hotel. We get like a half a dozen of these great hammerheads. I mean, these guys are 800,000 pounds, just giant animals and spectacular. And it's in like 20 feet of water, so the visibility is absolutely incredible. Actually, they're normally there just January, February, March, but yeah, we got them this weekend. We got some people over, and we're getting the hammerheads this weekend, so it's really exciting stuff.
Well, they visited the area and was like, hey, maybe we ought to just stay here for a while. Who knows? I could see the sharks liking the visibility, which was gin clear. And that video you mentioned, by the way, was that was phenomenal. Matter of fact, so good, in fact, that I think we have posted it on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. We shared it there. So if you have any trouble finding it, just go to Scuba Radio Facebook page, and you should see that tiger shark video from Neil's dive operation there at the Bimini Sands. So you got Junior over there working the sharks, and God knows what else. I mean, stingrays, dolphins, you name it, you got
stingrays,
it.
Stingrays, dolphins, blue holes, hammerheads, Caribbean reefs. We got it all, man. It's the big animal safari.
Nice. Now, you had mentioned this blue hole that you had found with Jacques Cousteau many, many years ago. You haven't been over to it yet, but you're getting ready to go dive that yourself.
I've been to it. I haven't been to it. I didn't have the equipment because you got to take your gear off to get inside of it. And then it opens into a big room, and then it's got two shafts that go off in different directions. So I just got my equipment over, my old Hawaiian backpack and horse collar BC, and this stuff's older than you, man. And I'm going to try to get over later in the week and finally get in that puppy and get some photographs and stuff, and we'll get them up on the website, you know.
Nice. Now, how do you know Junior hasn't beaten you to the punch? I mean, this sounds like something he'd want to sneak in there and explore on his own, too.
You know, I'm shocked he hasn't. Shocked he hasn't.
He's been too busy, probably, I guess, right?
He is busy. We just opened February the 1st, and we have been jamming. We're having a great year, and the summer is looking fantastic. So, I'm so excited about the place. I mean, the property is beautiful. It's the only hotel on the island that the units are right on the beach, you know, or the marina. The dive shop is right on a beautiful beach. We got great restaurants. We got all other activities, you know, other than just the diving. We got the nature trails, and we got the mangrove tours, and just really neat stuff. I mean, you're never going to run out of stuff to do. And then, of course, we got great bars at night, man.
Oh, yes. Yeah, a lot of lost weekends there in Bimini.
Yes. I tell people, I got drunk in Bimini once from 78 to 84.
It's legendary stuff, I tell you. And you got to get there. Bimini Sands, this resort is top-notch, like Neil says. And once again, the website is, Neil?
It's BiminiSands.com or BiminiScubaCenter.com.
All right, go there, book it. And, we got to lock in some dates here real soon to get over there and do some diving. All my buddies, all my, dive students, CJ, Bill, and Jimmy the Bubble Boy, they've been bugging the crap out of me, going, Greg, we want to go to Bimini. We want to go to Bimini. Come on, let's go.
And lock it down, dude.
Yes, we will make it happen and share that news with the world soon. All right, that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, Neil?
Down where it's wetter.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't say it any better than the dive god. Come on. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.